Many of you know that I served for 20 years in the United States military, and I've learned a thing or two about moving.
North Fort Myers Republican Representative Spencer Roach told House members about moving 13 times and being deployed to various countries.
That was my choice, and I at least had a chance to voice my preference during the assignment process. That is not the case in Florida for our 24,000 children who are languishing in Florida's foster care system. 60% of those children have been in the process for 12 months or longer.
Roach says he recently heard about a young child in his district who spent his first month in the foster system being shuttled to a new home each day.
I'd like you to think about that. A four-year-old child, 30 days, 30 different homes. Can you imagine the trauma to that little boy? That is unacceptable, and no child should have to endure that.
Roach is one of the lawmakers behind legislation to address that. The bill requires parents whose kids have been placed in the system to be referred for services within 7 days, and they must notify the court of any barriers to completing their case plan. Parents who don't complete their case plan within 1 year may have their parental rights terminated. Roach says the goal is to get abused or neglected children back home or into a new permanent one within a year.
This is a good bill that will get children into permanent homes faster. And with your vote today, I'd like you to indicate to these 24,000 children that they've been heard and help is on the way.
A separate bill expands a public records exemption related to child welfare. West Palm Beach Republican Representative Rick Roth says it protects the identifying information of anyone who reports child abuse, abandonment, or neglect.
Such information would be kept confidential and exempt and would only be released to specified persons, officials, and agencies specified in law.
Supporters say shielding the identity of those who report abuse, such as doctors and school employees, will prevent retaliation by the abused child's family members. Such retaliation could inhibit witnesses from contributing important information in a child abuse investigation. I'm Gina Jordan.